Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy just said it, you know, the quarterback thing with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sick of hearing about it, folks? Because guess what? It's not going away. It's not going away locally. It's not going away nationally. Why? This has become a national story that you can go to any of the big national websites at least once a week now, Andy. There's not even football going on. Imagine what's going to happen when they get to training camp and this is going on. Every national website, every national show daily is going to have something on the Browns quarterback stuff.
Jeff.
Every time.
Here, I'm going to give you in the last 5 hours.
Okay.
And I'll give some plugs here. Here are the headlines. Newsweek. Browns Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel get bad news in future projection. Cleveland.com. Why the Browns are strongly considering keeping all four quarterbacks for as much as the regular season. Yardbarker. Cleveland Browns expected to make unorthodox quarterback decision. You want me to keep going?
CBS.
Sports Illustrated. Shedeur Sanders. Yeah.
Go. Building the perfect starter using best skills of each Cleveland option. Which, by the way, we're going to get into for a touch here. Why is this going to be a big national story for some time? I'll tell you why, and here's the reason. You may not understand, you may not realize, if you look around the NFL, and I want your opinions on this, Dano, Andy,
okay,
and anybody at 216-474-0092. In my estimation, the Browns are one of only three teams in the National Football League that actually is auditioning for a starting quarterback. 29 teams have their starting quarterback.
Well, that might be one.
And it's really not debatable. There's one that's iffy. The one that's iffy is the New York Giants. But they've already said that Russell Wilson is their starting quarterback. Jackson Dart is there in their camp. He kind of took number two reps, and Jameis Winston was number three. But Brian Daboll has declared Russell Wilson is their starter. And I think, yeah, okay, I think he is your starter, and that's not going to change, at least early on. But we'll see how that goes. The two teams other than the Browns that are looking for a starting quarterback right now, the New Orleans Saints. Why? Because Derek Carr retired on them. Derek Carr retired. They kind of figured that they would need a starting quarterback, and they drafted Tyler Shuck, who is one of the guys that, you know, the Browns have been looking at and everything else. And he's competing with Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener. So good luck, New Orleans. You better hope that Tyler Shuck ends up being as good as a lot of people think he's going to be, because without Derek Carr there, they do not have a starting quarterback. Shuck is an older rookie. That'll help, but that's their guy. And the other one, and this is interesting because in theory you have two starting quarterbacks, is in Indianapolis, where Anthony Richardson was a very high draft choice and hasn't proven himself, and he's injured. And Daniel Jones, who was a very high draft choice of the Giants, finished last year sitting in Minnesota watching what Sam Darnold was doing, and then decided not to stick in Minnesota because he saw J.J. McCarthy on the way, and he thought, yeah, they want J.J. I'm going someplace where I have a better chance to compete. So it's going to be Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis. And then the Browns. Three teams in the NFL. That's it. Browns, Colts, Saints, looking for a starting quarterback. And may I throw this out as to why the Browns are front and center. What's more interesting? Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, and Jake Haener. Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson. Or Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, two draft choices, guys who might have been higher draft picks but weren't. Joe Flacco, who was here and lit it up for five games, not six because the playoff game didn't go well, and has a Super Bowl ring. And Kenny Pickett, who comes over from your arch rival after a year hiatus in Philadelphia. This is the most interesting quarterback situation in the NFL, and it's not going away nationally, Andy.
You gave me a new storyline along the way here.
Oh, good.
Could the loser of the Browns veteran battle for starting quarterback end up in New Orleans?
Maybe. Maybe. Let me take it one step a different direction. Well, why are the Giants going to have Jameis Winston sitting there as a third quarterback?
Because they want to have three quarterbacks. Because between the Giants and the Browns, they want to make sure
another one.
They have seven quarterbacks. They want to make sure they have seven or eight quarterbacks.
Don't they already have Tommy DeVito? He's still there.
Yeah, I think so.
So
I saw him at the pizza place.
James, we've talked about trading one of the Browns quarterbacks. Giants could trade Jameis Winston back to New Orleans, where he was beloved and never really got the chance. And now he has a new head coach.
Maybe. You think that's what New Orleans is waiting for, to see what the Giants do and what we do?
Not necessarily. They're hoping that Shuck becomes their guy. Fingers are crossed on that. That's what they're hoping. You know, they don't want somebody who couldn't make it in Cleveland or couldn't make it with the Giants, two teams that need quarterbacks. However, that might end up being their best option, Andy. Might.
But
that's why this is front and center, without question, all training camp long.
The Browns will trade one of these quarterbacks. I listen to you guys.
Oh, there goes the man who doesn't want to buy into the they can keep four quarterbacks.
Just don't see it.
Yeah, I know you don't. Everybody don't else it. Seems to.
No.
Maybe you're right.
No, I think a couple beat writers see it, and you two see it. And I don't even think you see it. Jeff, I really don't think you, in your right mind, think the Browns are going to keep three quarterbacks. I'm four quarterbacks, sorry.
I do.
You think they're going to keep, and actually it's five quarterbacks if you want to count Deshaun.
Well, they're not getting rid of the rookies, Andy. You drafted those guys to see if you have something.
Kenny or Joe is not going to be here when the season starts. One of those two, or one of those two might be on the IR to start the season.
So you say.
Show me anywhere in the history of the NFL where it made sense to keep four quarterbacks.
Here.
On a team that wins. I guess if you're expecting to lose, this is a great formula for losing.
Well, that's not part of the equation to me.
Oh, but Dan, is it not?
Part of the equation.
What is the expectation for this season?
The equation to me is you don't have one. So unless the only way they don't keep four, Andy, the only way they don't keep four is if one of these guys just lays such an egg in training camp and in the preseason and just looks awful, and they get rid of them. And if they look awful, then they should get rid of them.
I'll give you the other way. If they both look halfway decent, one of them will get traded because a team like, and you laid it out, New Orleans could be looking for somebody with a little bit of experience to say hike so that they're not sitting there with a rookie who has no idea what's going on.
To me, the most likely trade scenario is this. Kenny Pickett looks good. One of the rookies looks like he could be the backup quarterback. That makes Joe Flacco extremely expendable. And based solely on Joe's age and track record since he left Baltimore.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But for that to happen,
if I'm Kevin Stefanski and I want to hang on to my job, I am on the table saying, please don't take Joe anywhere.
For that to happen, one of two things have to happen. Two of the three young guys have to look really good. Because if Pickett can't beat out Flacco, then he's going to have no trade value. I mean, who's going to give you anything for Kenny Pickett if he can't beat out Flacco? And you're going to keep the two draft choices. I don't see you moving a draft choice. So if Pickett can't beat out Flacco, if I'm New Orleans, am I thinking, oh, good, let's get him? No. No. If I'm the D.C. Commanders or D.C. Defenders, they're the Defenders, I'm thinking, yeah, let's bring him in. He could be our UFL quarterback of the year next year.
Not to mention, if you're the Saints and your quarterback coach happens to have a son who's playing at LSU this year, he's supposed to be pretty darn good. I mean, if you don't think there's some kind of tie that they're debating looking into there, I don't know what to tell you.
Don't know what to tell you, Andy.
Can we go back to the original? Why do you, again, you think that this is a gigantic story because there are no other stories in the NFL when it comes to quarterback competition?
Well, it's not just that.
I'm telling you, Shedeur Sanders is driving 80 to 90%.
That's a big part of this.
Well,
too.
That's part of it, Andy. That's why it's going to be front and center. There's no question. But look around the league. How many quarterback battles are there? Three. How many are really interesting?
One.
Maybe two.
One.
Maybe two. The Colts thing is pretty interesting. And why? Two reasons. What was Anthony Richardson? I think a fifth overall pick. Daniel Jones was a sixth overall pick for the Giants, and he was in New York. So what does that mean? It means the national media is going to be following Daniel Jones. They're going to pay attention because he was in the biggest market in the country.
There is no way the Indianapolis story is anywhere near as sexy as the Cleveland story.
I didn't say it was.
Not even.
I didn't say it was.
If a guy had a cup of coffee in the Big Apple, they care about you for about 30 seconds.
See, the Browns are working the scrap heap. The Browns are working the scrap heap at quarterback. You have two rookies who were passed over by every team at least twice. You have a guy who talked his way out of Pittsburgh because they brought in two guys. They didn't think he was worth a hoot because they brought in two guys to try and replace him. And then the Browns traded very little to go get him. And then you get Joe Flacco, who was, again, sitting on the couch waiting for a team to call. But in Indianapolis, you have guys who were fifth and sixth overall picks, and one of whom just finished up playing in New York. So there's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on there. But I think this is a lot more interesting, and I think the reason why is mainly Shedeur Sanders.
I find it fascinating that you can get both extremes when we talk about Sanders. How many people or how many stories have you read where they're like, oh, Sanders could definitely start for the Browns this year. He could be the starter. What was the Mary Kay story today? How Shedeur Sanders would be breaking through walls or something like that to become the starting quarterback, and it's a possibility, and this thing could happen, and blah, blah, blah. And so I'll buy that. And by the way, I don't think that that's that far from reality. I just don't know what the goal is. And Dan brought this up yesterday, and it's kind of haunted me. I can't go into a season with the goal being let's lose. It is so – I can't believe anybody drives their car down Lou Groza Boulevard and says, let's – what can we do to lose this year?
The guys who work over at the cement place next door might do that.
Oh, I got a buddy that fixes cars over there too. They don't.
The goal of the 2025-26 season is to find out if the quarterback of the future is on the roster, and if it is not – who in the draft you are picking up who will be the quarterback of the future. That's the goal.
I think
that's it.
That's job one. Job two is win as many football games as possible.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there. But boy, you're going to be cycling through these guys to figure out, okay, is Joe Flacco somebody who we could use for 2 years as we bridge something together, whether it's Shedeur Sanders or somebody else in between? Is Kenny Pickett somebody worth handing a four-year contract to and then maybe going from there? Is Dylan Gabriel maybe the answer at quarterback? Are we going to be on a cheap quarterback for a period of time? Is Shedeur Sanders the answer at quarterback? And are we going to be on an even cheaper quarterback contract for a period of time before we have to pay them?
And will these questions become moot when Baskin's right and they only have three quarterbacks to start the season?
It's the reason why I think they're going to walk in with all four, bud. And it's just due to the fact that, like,
they're not walking in with all four. I don't care what
they're going to give them all a shot.
I am going to stand here on the mountain and tell you that they're not walking into the regular season with four quarters. I mean, they could on injured reserve. They could.
All of a sudden, now there are caveats.
Well, Jeff, I mean, come on. There's teams every year that have a fourth quarterback that's sitting on the practice squad. That's not what I'm talking about. Four guys that could be active on any given Sunday. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Andy.
And as long as
you
they
might be right.
And as long as they walk out with an answer to that question and a surefire yes, the quarterback of the future is on this roster. No, the quarterback of the future is not on this roster. That's the goal of the season. It's right there. You need a yes or you need a no, and it needs to be definitive.
I think there are four guys until or unless somebody just shows that they're not up to the competition and they're not good enough to be in the competition. At that point, you can move on. It won't hurt you at all because you still have three. But that also would mean somebody's going to have to step up and, you know, show that they could or should be the backup quarterback.
And guess what? If the rookies don't work out, they were rookies and we only spent a third or a fifth round on a quarterback.
Yeah. Yep. The answer needs to be yes or no. There is no maybe.
If there is a maybe, they're not going to cut anybody. That's the thing. It might take a while before the answer becomes yes or no for the young guys. Maybe even for Kenny Pickett. Albert Breer was on the afternoon show and made some comments that you'll find interesting with that. Also, Browns were 3-14 last year, right?
Remind me again.
They have since impressed executives around the NFL. We'll tell you how coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey, it's Dustin for North.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.